Yes, that was Rick Springfield there and Jessie's Girl, and I'm joined on the line now by Barbara Jennings, who's...
Hi, John, how's it going?
How are you? It's a lovely weather out there, I believe.
It's a fantastic day today, and I'm in the Graphic Studio Gallery in the city centre, just off on the side of Bloom's through the Arch Folks. And there are three wonderful printmakers exhibiting here. The opening's tomorrow, and they are Elka Tonnes, Margaret Tuffy, and Martha Wakula Mack. Now, Margaret Tuffy is here in the studio with me to have a little chat. Margaret, welcome to the show.
Hello, Barbara, how are you?
I'm very well. Now, you are exhibiting several things, several items, some botanical work that's also connected to some videos, I believe.
Yes, well, my work really is based on an area in Erris, and I did a video in 2013, performance video, and I did some took some inkjet prints from that, and I then I wanted to go further, because when I was there, I just loved the landscape so much, and I kept looking at the plants. I had to make sure where I put my foot, and if you didn't watch where you were going, your foot went down into a hole. So as you got closer to the ground, you saw these beautiful colours coming through. So I decided to investigate the plants, and a friend told me about this man, Robert Lloyd Prager, and I found his book that he wrote in the 1900s about his travels around Ireland, 5,000 miles, documenting all the plants in all the counties of Ireland. So I got interested in the plants in that way, you know, just sort of looking at them and thinking about them. And then I realised that his collection is housed in the Botanical Gardens and in the herbarium there. And I went and spoke to a lovely man, Howard Fox, and he allowed me to open up these folders with plants that were 150 years old, 100 years old, 60 years old. And I just loved the place. So I started to make drawings from those. And from the drawings, I made etchings. And the start of the collection that I'm going to make is just here. There are five prints here, but I have lots more to do. So,
absolutely fantastic. And how many prints do you plan to envisage?
There's, you know, the plants growing on the bog are the ones that interest me, and probably a lot more. But I was given, by Howard, gave me a list of plants. I think there might have been about 15, maybe 20 plants there. But I would certainly do those, and then who knows where it'll take me after that, you know?
Who knows? Has anybody ever documented since this gentleman?
Yes, Maurice Scannell was the head. He died in, I think it was the 1950s, but she came after him. And she and another man whose name I can't remember now, actually. I think his name might be Donald. I won't try to remember the name. I should have the book here. But they both did a census of Irish plants. And around the 1960s, they wrote a book. It's called The Census Catalogue of Wild Plants in Ireland.
Absolutely fantastic. And is this what the video is connected to? In what way? That's something to do to grandmother, is it, or something?
Well, the video is a special thing. It's a very personal thing. It's really how would you say, a tribute to my great-grandmother who was born in Erris. And that's where all the work has come from, this present work has come from. Though also the show that I showed in Rural Red in 2010 on breath and breathing, that would also be connected to this. So my work is kind of going into an ecological turn at the moment. And I got interested in where she was from. I had heard stories when I was a child that she was from Belmullet, but when I actually investigated, I realised she was from a place called Gertmore in Erris, and that Gertmore, meaning the big field, it's just this massive big plain with hills and mountains, and it wasn't actually cordoned off. Now it's actually fenced, but in those days it wasn't fenced. And what she, I was interested, I got interested in the road that she went to. I got interested in the school she went to, and I went there, and the school, that school doesn't exist, but another one has been built there, which has been derelict for many, many years as well. It's a Victorian school. But she walked this road, and that was my first interest. I wanted to walk that road. And so a friend of mine came and took a video of me walking that road. So the work just kind of spontaneously came into its own being, like, from that, you know, so...
That's absolutely very interesting, totally at all. Now, I'm going to, if you don't mind, I'm going to have a quick word with Paula. Paula, are you the curator?
Well, the gallery manager. So.
The gallery manager. Now, we've got two other fantastic artists as well as Margaret Tuffy here. Can you tell us a little bit about Martha?
So Martha Wakula-Mack, she's living in Ireland, Polish originally, but has been here for many years. Her work is beautiful. They're based on the human figure with her fantastic use of line, which comes across through all her work, and her very distinct use of colour. So it's kind of pops of colour here and there within her work, which really make them stand out. But again, it's her very definite line, and it's a kind of a suggestive line that she doesn't need to fill in all the gaps in order to for you to really see what she's trying to achieve.
Yes, folks, they're absolutely beautiful. All the work here is beautiful. And what about Elke Tonnes?
So Elke, again, it's quite different from... They're all quite different from each other, each artist. Elke's are based on the north side of the Liffey, and she's done a lot of work with maps. And what she's done is she's taken the map and embossed it on the paper, so it's kind of nearly has a 3D effect. And within that embossed map is a section of a piece of architecture from that area on the map. So, and alongside those, she's exhibiting her copper plates, which you don't really get to see an awful lot of. The artist, a lot of the time for etching, use copper plates. So it's really unique to see these, and she's also selling them as well. So it's a fantastic array of work.
It's a good exhibition, folks. It's well worth having coming down and having a look at. How long, when does the exhibition open to the public, and how long is it on for, Margaret?
Well, it's on for 3 to 4 weeks, yeah, about 4 weeks, starting on the 12th and finishing on the 5th of July. So, I mean, it's open most days from 10 to 5, and including Saturday. If you're anyone is sauntering around the town on a Saturday, it's well worth coming in and having a look.
It's well worth coming in and having a look, folks. And always remember, it costs nothing to come in, and you will get pleasure and joy and maybe an interest in art that you didn't have. If you've never been to an art gallery, well, you're welcome here. Isn't that right, Paula?
Absolutely. Everyone is very welcome here, and we're only too delighted to show people around and to explain the work. So never fear to ask any questions. We're only too happy to help.
There you are now. And that's about it, John. And I'll say goodbye to Paula and Margaret. And back to you in studio.
Okay. Thank you very much for that, Barbara. It sounds very, very interesting.
It is. It's terribly interesting. Well worth having a look.
Okay. Talk to you again, Barbara. Thank you.
See you then. Bye.
Bye-bye.